to fly a plane. Hello, Mrs. Polly.
Girl. Someone like you before. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. I think this is Martha Harvey next talking on the mic.
Hello, Hudson! Woo! Hello, Columbia County! Hello, New York! Is everybody having fun? Thank you to Mailroom, that was fantastic. My name is Martha, and I'm the executive director for the Hudson Pride Foundation. And a group of us, volunteers, worked very hard to put this on, and we're all very happy that you're here, and we want to thank all of our sponsors and all of you for coming. And I want to introduce to you a young man. His name is Zach Krein, and he is 12 years old, and he wrote an open letter to Senator Saland, and he'd like to read it now. So let's give it up for Zach.
Listening to Hudson Pride live from the Promenade Hill in Hudson on WGXC. He's just about set up there now.
Hello. Yeah. My name is Zach Ryan. And I wrote a letter to Senator Slam. She already said that, but I'm gonna read it right now. My name is Zachary Krein, and I'm 12 years old. I live in Hudson, New York, and I go to the Hudson Junior High School. I am like any other 12-year-old kid. I'm on the modified track team. I have blue belt in Taekwondo karate, and I like girls. I also like to read, play video games, and hang out with my friends. However, there is one thing that is not ordinary about me. I have two moms and one dad. My dad and my mom dated for a long time, but broke up when I was little. My mom and dad are now friends. When I was 9 years old, my mom met Kelly and fell in love. When I was 10 years old, they were married in Massachusetts. I live with my two moms and see my dad a lot. My parents get along well and love me and my sisters very much. My family is the same as most families. I have two sisters that drive me crazy and have chores to do. We go on vacations together, watch movies together, and play games. Sometimes we disagree, but we always love each other. I believe that it doesn't matter if you are gay or straight, everyone should have the right to marry the person they love. Love is love, and that's all that matters, if you are cared for and respected. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, and I have a dream too. I dream that my family will someday be seen and respected for loving each other and standing for our differences. I hope you will consider letting same-sex marriage be legal in New York State, so my moms can get married in our church surrounded by our friends and family. I'm very lucky to have two moms and my dad. They love me and have taught me to be kind to others. I'm proud to be a New Yorker, but it disappoints me that even though our state is diverse, everyone's civil rights are not being recognized. Please help us achieve equality in New York State so I can be proud and someday raise my children here. Sincerely, Zachary Michael Cronbach.
Okay! Thank you, Zach. That was fantastic. Now I would like to introduce to you...
You're listening to WGXC.
Somebody that you all know and love, a true Hudson treasure. He is the president of the Hudson Pride Foundation, and this was his dream, and we're all a part of it. And I would like to introduce to you Trixie Starr.
Hudson, how are you doing? Yeah, everyone's good. Happy Pride, Hudson. It's another beautiful day here in the city of Hudson. I'd like to thank Ms. Martha Harvey, Executive Director of the Hudson Pride Foundation, for all the work that we do at the Hudson Pride Foundation. We have a youth discussion group that happens every Sunday. We did a skate night in February. We have, we have a scholarship that we give away to local Columbia County teens here. So all that is done for you and for your support. So thank you very much, Hudson. Everyone's having a good time? Okay, good. So, you know, we have a whole weekend planned. You got that? So after this, until 4 o'clock, you go over to Clubhouse Sinky. From 5 until 10, we have a wonderful cabaret show. We have Isis performing. We have Penny Larceny. We have our own Stephen Bloom, who will be performing from 5 until 10. And then from 10 o'clock on, we have a wonderful dance party with DJ Ted Patterson, a fellow Hudsonian, at the second floor of Club Helsinki. And we have a youth party that's going to be happening from 5 to 8 over at the Cannonball Factory. Right? And tomorrow, you have to come back tomorrow, because tomorrow will be Family Pride Day, all up and down Warren Street and right again here. All right? Sponsored by Etsy. We have Etsy here. We have arts and crafts. We have tons of stuff going on. Right? All right. Anyway, here we go. What's next? We have a one... Today. Hold on. As I get my crumbled piece of paper. All right? Everyone knows that at this very moment, soon, will be decided whether or not the New York State will allow same. Right, there we go. That better, huh? All right, I would like to introduce to you the executive director of the Empire State Pride Agenda, which is New York statewide LGBT civil rights and advocacy organization working for transgender civil rights. LBGT, that's why we call it Hudson Pride, because I can't say all these acronyms. LGBT, Health and Human Services, and working for same-sex marriages. I would like to introduce you all, the Grand Marshal of the Hudson Pride Parade, He goes, uses our train station almost every day, Mr. Ross Levi.
Thank you. Thank you, Trixie. Thank you, Martha. Thank you, Hudson. Happy Pride. It is such a great honor to be asked to be Grand Marshal of Hudson Pride. I take it as an honor, not just for me, but actually for the organization I love so much, the Empire State Pride Agenda. We're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. And that's significant to celebrate because of all the victories that our community has achieved in those 20 years. Literally 70 victories for the LGBT community. Things like a statewide civil rights law, the Sexual Orientation Non-Discrimination Act, a hate crimes law, family visitation in the hospital, medical decision-making for same-sex partners, and the Dignity for All Students Act to make sure that LGBT youth are safe in our schools. We have only been able to achieve these accomplishments because of all of you, our supporters, all across New York State, including here in the Hudson Valley. We are so appreciative. You know, and just this week, we've had a lot to celebrate. If we were here last Saturday, I wouldn't have been able to tell you that the New York State Assembly this week passed, again, the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, New York's basic transgender civil rights law, with bipartisan support. Four people who voted against it before voting for it now, all who happen to be people of color. I couldn't have told you that. Now I can because it happened this week. Last week, I wouldn't have been able to tell you that we have five new public supporters for marriage equality in the New York State Senate, including for the first time two Republicans, and we are within one vote of a majority in that House and achieving marriage equality. That happened this week. So we really are here at a very significant time. But I think it's important to recognize that it's years of work that had led to this moment. For example, when the Pride Agenda started working on marriage in earnest in the early 2000s, public support was in the mid-30s. It's now 58%. The people of New York are with us. And that didn't happen by accident. It happened because we trained hundreds of community ambassadors all across New York State to be able to talk about marriage. It's because we identified unions that now represent 2.1 million working New Yorkers, our brothers and sisters in organized labor who are in support of marriage equality. We found 730 clergy and lay leaders, people of faith, who have stood up and said, our conscience tells us that marriage equality is the right thing to do. Don't let people tell you that religion is against marriage. That just isn't so. We identified dozens of businesses and leaders from the business community to stand up and say that marriage is the right thing for our economy and for New York State business. And we worked in elections, including this last election, to make sure that we had elected officials who are working on our issues, including Governor Andrew Cuomo, an incredible leader on our issues. We deserve to be proud of all that great work. Let's give ourselves a hand for all we did to get there. So Pride is the perfect time to celebrate those victories. It's a chance to celebrate our love and our lives and the community we've built. But to me, Pride must be much more than just a party. It needs to be a commitment to keep fighting for our equality and justice. And particularly at this time, that's incredibly important. As we stand here today in this district, we are standing in a district with a state senator who hasn't said where he is yet on marriage equality. And we need to make sure he does the right thing. He's been thoughtful, he's been deliberate, that's appropriate. But we need to make sure he stands up for his constituents and for those people who want to see marriage equality passed. If you haven't done it, you need to call your state senator and get anyone you love to do the same thing. Our friends need to be thanked, our opponents need to be told we're watching, and those on the fence need to be urged to do the right thing. Will you commit to do that with me today? If you need some help, just go to the Empire State Pride Agenda table here. We can give you the phone number of your state senator. We're also doing Father's Day cards to our state senators with pictures of you and your families asking them to do the right thing. What we do in the next few days will determine what we can say next year. I want to be able to be here and celebrate a victory on marriage equality. Do you want to join me there next year? Then we need to take action today. Please make sure you make that call. Let's make sure that we don't look back and regret that in the 11th hour we didn't do what we had to do. I promise you the Empire State Pride Agenda will be at your side. We will leave no stone unturned. We will continue fighting. And with you on our side, equality and justice will be achieved. We will win. Onward to justice. Happy Pride. Thank you.
There you go, Hudson, Mr. Ross Levi. So, do you know where Bagel Time is on Fairview Avenue? Do you know? You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. If you notice, just a couple of doors down from Bagel Time, there is Senator Saland's office, the district office, okay? Right there on Fairview. And let me tell you something. That senator won more vote. Of a senator who had an office right down here on Fairview can determine whether or not gays and lesbians can marry in the state of New York. All right? That's how close we are. And let me tell you something. The reason why he's undecided is because of all of you who show up for Pride in his district. And that is why this is so important. So we're just one more vote away. All right? Saland's number is 518-455-2811. Put it in your cell phone. Wait, come on, let me say it again. 518-455-2811. All right? If you need it again, right over there. Don't forget the Hudson Pride. You want your Hudson Pride tank top? It's right there. No, right over there. Hey, Sutherland, my mom's got married. Great. Why not? All right? And what else? Oh, I made a few mistakes already because the youth dance is going to be at the Cannonball Factory from 5 until 10. And we have a monthly discussion group once on the first Sunday of every month. All right. I think we're ready for our next. The next performers we have on will be the band of Providers. And are they ready? All right. Well, you know what? Take a break. Get just, oh my God. Have you tried the fried pickles yet? No. Go try the fried pickles. Have a beer if you can. We'll be right back, folks. All right. Happy Hudson Pride.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM live from Hudson Pride on Promenade Hill on in Hudson. And let's see what's coming up here. I think they said the Providers are going to be next. They're clearing the stage, so it'll be a few minutes. Coming up, I think, at 6 p.m. tonight is the artist formerly known as Neurotransmitter, Angel Navarre and Valerie Severi. Excuse me. live at 6 p.m. I think on WGXC 90.7 FM, your new community radio station. We're going to stick with the Hudson Pride festivities until 4 p.m. today, live from Promenade Hill. So that's what you're hearing until 4 p.m. We'll let Katy Perry sing a little bit, and we'll be back with the Providers, I think, in just a minute.
Bye.
You are listening to WGXC. The Providers are just about set to go on live up the stage at Promenade Hill. So we're going to go to them in just a second. Stay tuned to your community radio station.
Guys, these are the Providers! Give it up, the Providers!
Thank you.
of you.
It's now 2 o'clock. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.